Hello and welcome back to The Meaning of Life. Today you're joined with me, Adrian McGrath, and my cat is currently next to me, so you'll have to bear with her if she decides to attack me. So today I wanted to talk to you about tunnels, because I think tunnels are fucking cool. And two tunnels in particular, two tunnels. My research covers two tunnels, and my research is, thinking about them. So, shall we begin? The other day, I went out on a little lad's day out with three of my closest friends. Let's, for the sake of anonymity, let's call them something else. So we, so there's this guy called Darren, right? And I've known Darren since I was maybe, 11, 12 years old. And me and Darren, great friends, love the guy. He recently got promoted to, head of a media station, which is crazy shit. Well done, Darren. Thank you, audience. And I went out with Darren, and we also met up with Darren's lovely boyfriend, Matholomew. Now, Matholomew is a really cool guy. I've only met him twice, actually. Both times with Darren. I'm trying to keep up with these fake names. And so essentially, I was hanging out with these two guys, and one of Darren's friends and one of my good friends, Admam, good old Admam Dem Samlam. So we went to Greenwich, right? And if I've got, a few million international listeners, you lot won't know what Greenwich is. And Greenwich is a beautiful little town in the east of London, just south of the river, right? And if you know the O2 Arena, it's right by there. So anyway, I go to university just in North Greenwich, right? Just by the O2. And these guys go to uni around the area, and I'd never met Admam, and it was a lovely first meeting, and I had a fantastic day. Now, what we did on that day was we just basically went around Greenwich, and Greenwich has got such a perfect park. Like, it's got Teletubby Hills, it's got an amazing view from the observatory. It's compared to my park, like, you can walk around there and not be scared of a stabbing, and that for me is a win. Now, at the end of the day, we were walking down the hill towards the river, right? And we were like, hey, let's go to the pub. So we did. And we went to this lovely pub called, I think, the Trafalgar. Don't quote me on that. And yeah, we just hung out, got a couple of beers, sat on the beach with the Thames. It was lovely. But as I was sat there, I had a kind of thought, right? And this might sound like one of those stoner hippie thoughts, and it is, but let's disregard that stigma just for now, okay? If you can do that, if I can do that, the Jubilee line is a lovely line. It's a tube line, it's an underground train line, and this Jubilee line runs straight under the River Thames. And that's what I was kind of thinking about as I was sat on the beach of the River Thames at sunset. I was looking down at the water and thinking, it's kind of fucking crazy that to get here today, I went on the train that goes underneath this river, right? And I was wondering, how old is this tunnel? Because if you just think of the sheer scale of what's happened, if we get existential for a little bit, and we understand that we're just humans, we're just lads and ladettes, right? We're not gods, we're not machines, we're just lads. And we somehow managed to build a tunnel under a river, the biggest river in South London. Don't quote me on that. And I was wondering, how old is this tunnel, right? This train tunnel? 1999, that's when it was built. The thing is only 22 bloody years old. I was amazed. I thought it was way older. And then I realised what I was thinking of, which is the Greenwich Foot Tunnel. Now, the Greenwich Foot Tunnel holds a dear place in my heart. It is... Oh, it's just a staple. And this foot tunnel was Constructed in 1902, I think. Might be in the year of completion. But I just basically, right. Okay, so it was built between 1902 and 1912. The purpose of the tunnel was to provide reliable all-weather access by local residents to the London shipyards and docks on the north side of the Thames. Both foot tunnels were built by the former London City Council. What a top lad who have built that. Bloody, probably Isambard Kingdom Brunel's grand. How old is that guy? Isambard, it's a pretty cool name. Like, just take a step back from this crazy world and have a think about Isambard Kingdom Brunel. That's a fucking great name. imagine if you named your kid Kingdom. Like, Elon Musk, if he named his kid Kingdom Musk, that's fucking sick. I would rate that. I mean, oh, the other day, so I was lighting some incense because I like the smell of incense, right? And I had this big multi-pack. I got a pack of, like, it was like 20 of the packets, just in one, like I bought it in bulk, right? But I didn't really look up the names of the smells because the names mean nothing, right? You might have one that's titled Love. What the fuck does love smell like, you know? And then you've got, like, sandalwood. I've never once been at a dinner table and gone, what is this wood? Ah, yes, sandalwood. What the fuck is sandalwood? So anyway, one of these incense sticks, the name of the smell is, what was it? Oh, yeah, Indian musk. And I just pictured Elon, you know Elon Musk's son, that guy is like Esh, what is his name, X, Archangel, bloody robot man, bit Bumblebee, whatever he's called, and his brother, Indian. Tunnels, yeah. So, the Greenwich Foot Tunnel was like built in 1902, right? And that is the time just post-industrial revolution, right? I mean, I'm guessing it's before the wars, so it's quite a long time ago. Currently it's 2021, so quick maths, that was 119 years ago, I want to say. I know it would have been completed 109 years ago. And we as humans once looked over the River Thames. Our ancestors, the people that built this nation. Notice I didn't say this great nation because we've still got a long way to go. Regardless, the people that crafted this nation on whoever's back they chose, on, you know, whoever they exploited, that was their decision. But let's move on. Whoever built this city, right? Our ancestors were once standing on these riverbanks where the pub now lies. And they were stood there looking at this vast, massive fucking river, right? The River Thames is quite bloody big. Now, can you imagine if you were standing there on the bank of the Thames with a complete absence of buildings around you? No pathways, no pubs, no shops, no dwellings, no people, nothing. And you're standing there on this riverbank of the largest river you've seen in the country. Oh shit, I just got a Reddit notification about antidepressants. That sums up my life. Jesus Christ. So these lads, these top lads from ages ago, our ancestors would have looked at this river and thought, there is no way I'm going to cross that. I will die crossing that because the only way to cross it is to swim, right? I caught a train under there. How mental is that? How mental is that? That I hopped on a huge hunk of metal and it went down and it went below the fucking river. That's, and it only cost me, what, like a few pounds? Like, yeah, that's expensive to travel, but when you consider what it actually gives you, the ability to go below the greatest river in the southeast, I'd say that's a bloody good deal. And that is, unfortunately, all we've got time for today. And when I say all we've got time for today, that is, well, when I say that, I mean that's all I researched for today. Because I'm tired. So, with that wrapped up, thank you very much for watching, listening. This has been The Meaning of Life with your star, me. Thank you. Thank you.